The very same forces that wrecked economies abroad for short-time gain there are swinging a giant wrecking ball toward you and your tomorrows. If that doesn't fuel you, what will? If that doesn't steal you, what will? If you would be the 99%, be the 99%. This is not only possible, it's necessary. The real deal is occupy everything. Where the people are, there should you be. Where power and wealth are hurting the people, there you should be organizing, resisting, fighting back, winning a better world. You will succeed if you fight hard enough, for despite what the corporate media echoes, the majority of the people are on your side. You're voicing their concerns, their fears, and their sense of mass betrayal. In fact, it has largely been the corporate Dow Jones reporting media that has betrayed their readers, listeners, and viewers, not only by selling the wars, but by selling their corporate visions to the world, in effect, by being their mouthpieces. That's where the big bucks are. So to defend their masters, the lords of high finance, they will try to savage you. Know that this is but a signal of your success and a reflection of their bosses' fears. Keep on rolling. Keep on moving. And while you do it, treat each other as brothers and sisters, compañeros y compañeras. Care for each other. For that in itself will distinguish your movement from the market-driven carelessness and selfishness that characterizes the age of globalized capital. Same old, has not been working for us. We need only look around us and see this. It's time for a better way. Do you wait or do you act? From message to the movement, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.